You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hey there, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. Todd Urie here. Before you listen to the latest podcast, I want to tell you about the Avadem Health podcast series. Avadem Health identifies unmet needs and addresses them in a way nobody has, with a portfolio of advanced safe product solutions across a broad range of health and wellness areas, including a well-known product that has supported the Pharmacy Podcast Network for some time. For your patients suffering with restless leg syndrome and muscle cramps, TheraWorks Relief. I use this myself. The Avadem Health podcast series is a three-part series. Find it on Google by searching Avadem, spelled A-V-A-D-I-M, Avadem, and search Avadem Health podcast. It's a really interesting discussion on non-opioid pain relief, which we all know we need more long-term non-opioid pain relief solutions. Check it out, and remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts to the Pharmacy Podcast Network's entire library of content, and thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Here's the thing. You're busy. You're a professional. Maybe you're a pharmacist, and you know you're capable of doing more, doing much more, and living a more organized, less stressful, purposeful, and freedom-driven life. Let's talk, let's share, and let's grow together as an industry, as healthcare providers, and as a better unified community. It may seem like some of these things don't easily fit together. After all, what do career coaching, marketing strategy, networking, and pharmacy have in common? Welcome to the RX Buzz. Your host is a pharmacist, a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, and a proven motivational career coach, Ashley Clevens Hayes. This is the RX Buzz Podcast, a collaboration between RX Ashley and the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
What's up, RX Buzz listeners? Ashley here. I am on a recording spree today. This is my third podcast recording today. I'm just trying to really bring on some really cool, interesting experts. I don't know. Since I started this entrepreneurial journey, I feel like every week, every time I turn my head, every time I log onto LinkedIn, every time I check my inbox, I am just meeting really interesting people. And one of those interesting people is with me today. And Brandon Dyson, welcome to RX Buzz.
Ashley, hi. Always a pleasure.
So Brandon and I have known each other for a while now. This is definitely not a first rodeo for us, but I have looked up to Brandon. This is, again, my third recording. So
practically the same thing.
Bear with me. I just really admire him and his work and the philosophies that he's practicing in pharmacy. And I mean, today we're going to dive deep into side hustles and why everyone needs it. So Brandon, tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of what you've been up to.
So hi, my name is Brandon. I'm a pharmacist. No. So I'm a pharmacist. I'm an oncology pharmacist for a kind of major outpatient, practice, oncology practice. And I manage our site directly. And I also kind of manage pharmacy operations for three different satellite clinics. So that's kind of my full-time day job, keeps me very busy. I'm married. I have two wonderful children. My family life is very important to me. So I'm always very protective of that time.
One of the reasons why I love you.
Yeah.
This is awesome. My jam.
Yeah, it's you got to, right? You got to priorities, right? But I do have a couple of side hustles as well, because I always am about diversification of income streams, plus just because it's fun. It's fun, and I love teaching and the such. So,
yeah, I think let's talk about why diversifying yourself and having all these side hustles is important.
Yeah.
What side hustles do you have? Tell us all of the things.
So obviously, most prominently, and the one that I have to shout from the rooftops, is TLDR Pharmacy. I co-founded that with my friend Sam.
Tell us what does that stand for? I've always wondered.
Too long, didn't read. So it's like a summary thing. You see it on the internet.
Yeah,
you
know, I see it.
It's like here, like you'll see it on Reddit a lot, subreddits or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm about to write a really long thing. Here's the TLDR.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. That's how most newsletters come in, like on my inbox or those salesy ones. I'm like, gosh, get to the point.
You could probably argue that about 90% of the stuff that TLDR Pharmacy writes. I'm pretty long-winded sometimes, but
I love your emails. They're awesome.
I try to
They're
be
engaged. Funny.
No, right. Yeah. No.
I think that's important.
No, it's they're me. And I mean, all of the stuff that shows up on the site, you know, that's,
yeah.
It's our personality. It's me, it's Sam. We've added Steph Kioski now as well. It's all us. It's just us. It's just like talking to us.
So when you guys, what type of products, what kind of services do you guys offer on your website and on in this business?
So TLDR Pharmacy is the thing that I wish existed when I was in pharmacy school. I was always looking to figure out how to connect the dots, what's really important. I know I've got to pass this test coming up next week and I've got to pass the NAP, but I also want to know how much of this is, what is it, what side effects of this drug or whatever, what do I really need to know when I'm actually dealing with patients, working with providers, APPs, physicians, whatever. And to me, that TLDR Pharmacy is the gap bridger of that. It's the, look, this is the thing you're going to get asked on the test. This is the thing you're going to see in real life. Like, it's, if you had like a cool older brother or something, like it would be like your cool older brother in pharmacy school.
I love that.
And
wait, can I be like the big sister? Yeah, I mean, is that cool?
Okay. Absolutely. Right. No, you, so it's that. And so what we do very deep dive blog posts. It's funny that we call ourselves TLDR. I mean, we have a warfarin post that's over 9,000 words. So shorter than the chest guidelines, I guess. So
seriously,
it's kind of a summary. But we go deep. We try to provide as much info, and sort of our goal when we set up to write about something, I want it to be the best thing on the internet that exists.
Love that.
I don't hit it every time, but you know, get
can
a sync.
Yeah, can I ask you a serious question? Okay, so when you're writing these, I've always wondered, when you're writing these types of cheat sheets and kind of just guides, are you ever worried about liability?
I've thought a lot about it. We have disclaimers kind of plastered on the website. Okay. I'd like to think that almost everyone reading would know, like, to double check and act, you know, a source that has lawyers and the such on staff. Like, I go out of my way, and it's one of the reasons we're not so brazen with sources all the time. Like, we cite papers and such like that. We link it in, but we don't go out of our way. We include sources, I guess it's hard to describe. We definitely, it's not like we're not using sources for our material and not like we don't provide access to them, but it's not like a traditional white paper where there's just like 30 random references at the end, you know, we're not in that style. We go out of our way. Like, we make jokes. There's Star Wars memes and stuff all over the website, you know, and whatever other funny GIF comes to mind. I think hopefully most reasonable, you know, people would be like, oh wow, there's a Jurassic Park picture. This is where I should get my medical advice from.
I love it. You know? I love it. So talk to us more about why you started this.
Again, it was the thing I wish existed. I've always enjoyed teaching. Sam as well, who I co-founded it with, both of us tutored all through pharmacy school. Like, we were always tutoring the class below. I went into residency, and one of the residency I chose specifically had a teaching certificate, and I asked to help with students and precepting. Then I continued working there, and I specifically asked for students. I've always wanted students. I just enjoy the mentorship role, the teaching, et cetera. And I mean, part of my job as a pharmacist is teaching, right? Teaching patients, it's teaching nurses, it's teaching, you know, anyone that you work with. But I like I just like working with people. I like interacting and teaching and learning from them in turn. I don't think I've ever taught somebody that I didn't learn something from, and kind of likewise. So I thrive on it. I like to think I'm decent at it. So
you're really good at it. You're like so good at it. So you just decided to put together these cheat sheets. And I mean, what did this whole entire process look like for you?
Yeah, it started, Sam and I started talking. I graduated, we went to the same pharmacy school. I graduated a year before. And when I was a resident, he was doing a rotation at the same site where I was when I was around. So we started chatting then. We had known each other throughout school. We started chatting about, we both wanted to make a side hustle. We're both entrepreneurial, and we were he's kind of like the brains in so many ways of TLDR. He's really smart with computers and coding and all sorts of stuff, whereas I'm like just, I can type words into the computer box kind of thing.
Right.
And we were originally going to make mobile apps was the first kind of thing we were talking about. And maybe one day in the future, we'll still make some of those happen. But I don't know. It's hard to describe. At some point, we completely took a 90-degree turn, decided to start a website. If I were to truly try to map out what our entrepreneurial thought process was okay, we're going to build an audience. You know, like there's 100 trillion apps, you know, why would someone pick whatever app we make over ClinPharm or whatever other thing exists that's established? So build an audience through website, and then we'll kind of see what happens from there. So we created a sort of informal guide to pharmacy school that we sold, and we had created the day we launched the website. We had written it beforehand, just called Pharmacy School, The Missing Manual. And it was a guide to how to succeed in pharmacy school and all of like the unwritten lessons, like how to do well on rotations. And
so cool. You know.
So we had launched with all of that in mind, and this is going to sound trite or corny, but like we just wanted to provide value. That was truly cool. Like, so we did. We wrote our behinds off, you know, and we just kept posting stuff. Our site kept growing. Occasionally we started doing well in Google, and then we started making cheat sheets. Those started doing really well. And then we were like, you know what we really need to do is a whole residency guide, because man, that process is a hot mess. And so we did that as well, and that's done really well. It's just kind of making the things that you wished existed when you were going through it, and then listening to your readers. I think I respond probably to 99% of the emails that get sent. I definitely read all of them, and I respond, and it's at least dozens a day, sometimes more. But it's, so if it takes me a couple of days and y'all email me, sorry, I get a lot, but I get back to you.
No, do people typically reach out for clinical questions or just like pharmacy school 101?
Both. I've been asked, I got one the other day about, we have a vancomycin dosing in hemodialysis, and it was questions about what does this mean with dialysis and what would this sort of situation? And so it's like clinical questions, yes. And also just career type questions, like how can I best position myself for residency or an interview? Yeah. Sometimes people just want to say hi. I love meeting people, interacting. It's so cool. Kind of the stories you hear. So.
How many years have you guys been doing this?
We launched, so a little over 3 years now. We launched, the official launch date was March 8th, 2016. That's like our birthday. We had been doing it like for about a year longer, like through meetings and talkings and writing the missing manual and deciding we're going to be a website. You know, so it had been a thing for like a year before that. But we launched the day we decided to go public, so to speak, was March 8th, 2016.
Wow. So it's been over 3 years now. What have you learned through the process?
In what category? I've learned
something. Why it's important that you launch a side hustle, or why it's important that you do something besides your day job.
So I can't tell you how much this TLDR has helped me at my day job. It's one, right? Like a funny story, but my current position as the pharmacy manager, when I interviewed here, one of the pharmacists on my interview panel was a avid TLDR reader, knew exactly who I was, had purchased all of our cheats. So it's like, you already had like that, oh my God, I know this guy kind of thing. But two, you know, when you're writing thousands of words a week, I remember, because I kind of applied to this job almost on a whim. I wasn't actively looking, but I was told about it. It showed up and I was like, okay, whatever. And I cranked out a cover letter that was probably masterful in about 20 minutes. And like, that would take me days before, but I was like, I knew how to write. Like I knew how to tell a story. I knew how to sell it. And that's come through like just one practice writing all of these thousands of words, but two, I've heavily invested in learning how to write better and learning.
Right.
I buy courses on it. I buy books on it, you know, and
yeah, so. I was going to say, do you invest in courses and stuff and teaching you how to write better copy?
Absolutely. I do. I've spent a few thousand this year on it as a matter of fact. So it's
amazing how much, as my entrepreneurship journey continues, I've invested so much into learning just different skills that we didn't learn in pharmacy school or in any other education residency. And when you go down this entrepreneurial path, side hustle dream, how many other muscles you have to flex in order for it to work?
But you know, it's like, as you learn, when you learn all of these things from all these different areas, you start to see how they relate. You know, I mean,
totally.
Currently,
yeah.
Like I'm a manager, like I said, the pharmacy manager. I have to, like, I write emails all day to different departments, to, you know, inner department, outer department or whatever. Like I'm constantly communicating and I have to communicate clearly. I have to communicate effectively, concisely, you know, professionally. And that's a learnable skill. You practice that. It's not, you know. So that's, TLDR has been huge for me in that.
I think people forget the beginnings, forget that you have to start from somewhere and then you build different skills as you go along.
You commonly see it if you follow online entrepreneurs, how they're, how they will joke that they're an overnight 11-year success, or, you know, or whatever, like, because it seems like it, they're like,
all of a sudden become famous and you're like, no, actually this has been 15 years in the making.
Right. Exactly. It's a common joke, you know, before BuzzFeed picks you up. You
know? Right. Right. I know. So, what has been the kind of your biggest takeaways of, you know, why you're so, I want this, I guess my whole purpose in bringing, not just bringing you on here, but I want you to be an amazing case study to pharmacists as to why it's so important to really think about expanding your scope and trying out different things and different projects and different experiences and different realms of just dipping into new areas of their life. And so I love that you provide this fluidity in that it doesn't just like, there's no boundaries. It kind of bleeds into your professional careers. Just because you have this side business, those skills that you're learning totally bleeds into and blends into elevating your management experience, which is so cool. I mean, that's like goals. That's like the number one reason why everyone should have a side hustle, because it bleeds into all areas of your life. And in my opinion, I think it's like one of the best ways to prevent burnout, because you get to focus on something different.
Yeah. I mean, so that's probably, I don't know if I could say it better, but it's true. But you have to be willing to let it overlap. You have to see the lessons, right? It's kind of the way we go in pharmacy school, especially, at least I can speak to the pharmacy side of things, but you compartmentalize, right? You learn and dump for this test, and then you have the next module and you have to learn. And so what I wanted TLDR, like I said, is the dot connector. What about how those things all overlap and play into the holistic picture? But that's true of your side hustle too. If I looked at this $2,000 course on copywriting that I purchased and went through and worked and did all of the exercises and genuinely tried to apply, if I looked at that as cool, I can write sales copy, and didn't realize that every time I send an email to my pharmacy team or to the nursing manager or to my boss, didn't realize that I'm writing sales copy right now.
Right.
Like
right.
I'm selling something different, but I'm writing sales copy.
Different content, but similar structure.
I'm communicating an idea, and whether it's or maybe I'm persuading you of an idea, but it's all there. So that's such a huge part of the side hustle. It is burnout. It's there are times where I'll get home from work knowing that I have to write an email or work on a product that we're making. And I'm like, oh, I can't possibly do this. And then I just start and I get so engaged. It's such, you're working a different part of your brain. I remember reading a thing on Winston Churchill once, who basically never stopped. And this during World War II, of course, he was the Prime Minister of Europe. And in his like spare time, he was very regimented about painting and reading and stuff. And he's like, his rationale was that, you know, it's the brain, you know, you don't need to have idle time per se. You just need to work a different part of your brain.
Huh. I like that.
Not that, I mean, idle time is important. I'm not like a machine. Don't get me wrong. I have plenty of idle time, but it's important to work different parts of your brain. And again, you can eventually, I'm sure Winston Churchill could probably argue that he would have garnered creative insights from painting or, you know, whatever your hobby is, you know, but that bleed over into your professional life.
Right. Yeah. No, I love that
metaphor. Abstract. But yeah, it's, I think that's true. I mean, the other, if you want to just get nuts and bolts practical, right? Like it didn't for a while, you know, but TLDR makes me money now. It's, right. You know, I'm not retiring in 2 days, you know, and I haven't like gone and bought dune buggies or anything like that, but it's successful. It makes more money than we have to put into it. And it's increased, you know, every year. I mean, as our audience has grown, it's been a great investment, and that's a cushion. That's if the bombs were to drop or if something were to happen, I was to get fired from my day job or I was no longer excited to work in my day job or whatever that is, I have a revenue stream. Now would I have to make some changes to my home life or, well, you know, yes, of course.
Yeah.
But I'd also be working full time on TLDR, you know, and would it be able to scale up? Quite possibly. So it just opens up. It's introduced me, TLDR at least has, but it's introduced me to new people.
Yeah, we wouldn't have known each other.
Right, exactly. I wouldn't be doing this without it. And you never know from like these kind of connections from like the networking side of things. Like you find out about jobs that before other people, like my current job, like I mentioned, I was told about it. I wasn't searching for it. I was just like, hey, this would be awesome for you.
Right.
As from a connection that I had, you know, from someone that I used to work with. So it's all of that little stuff matters, the little things that you do every day and just showing up for whatever your side hustle is. TLDR, I mean, I've always had a family. I've had a child. I've got two children now, but even when we first started, I had one child and was married. And, you know, little bits at a time. Sometimes I could only write 30 minutes a day. That was all I could spare. But that's what I would write, 30 minutes a day.
I saw a quote the other day, 15 minutes a day equals 90 hours a year.
Yeah. No, but it that's how it, like TLDR started, especially before we were able to get a little bit of extra help or a better system. We've evolved ourselves, but it started in 1 hour chunks of time.
Right.
From two people just doing it when, you know, like you can't just do it when you're inspired, right? You have to kind of set a schedule.
Right.
But it happened, but it's not like I just sit down and write 8,000 words on oncology or whatever. It, you know, you think about it, you have to, there's planning, there's all sorts of different aspects, but it all happens in 15, 10, 30, 1 hour, you know,
increments.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that differentiates you amongst many, many people I meet who are interested in doing something similar or launching some type of side business is you're fully committed to something. Like you're just in it and it doesn't matter. You've grown it like baby chunks, like how you're saying, but you're really invested in supporting people while simultaneously you're committed. So I think like that's where you get into your total definition of what success means to you. And I think you're there, Brandon.
I'm pretty happy right now with where I'm at. I love it. I can't imagine my life without TLDR. Like it's almost like a child in extent or.
Heck yeah. Ours actually is like my freaking third child.
Yeah.
It's like you just start to really love your job and love your life that you're creating. So
I love the connections I make. I love talking to you, actually. You know, I love all yeah. of all of the cool stuff it gets me to do. And
yeah.
it's opened up speaking opportunities. It's opened up new mentoring opportunities. And it's just a great, it's a great, great thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyone could do it.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's, so.
Okay. So if someone wants to find out more about you and find out more about, you know, your services or the products, where can they find you at?
So best place is tldrpharmacy.com. And you can email me if you want to, if that's your goal. So brandon@tldrpharmacy.com, is easiest way. I'm very responsive to email, even if it takes me a couple of days. Those are your best places. I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook as well, of course. TLDR
is. So you got to get on Instagram.
Yeah. Everybody keeps telling me that.
It's so fun.
TLDR does have an Instagram. It's a time thing for me right now.
It's just fun though. I'm just telling you.
No,
you don't do anything with it. It's
like, are you scrolling Instagram right now?
I'm checking to see where your Instagram is at. Yeah.
We don't do anything with it at this point in time. So as part of the ways to help us scale, so to speak, but we use a software called SmarterQ, that that robots do my social media for me, that post. So it might seem like I'm always posting on Facebook through, but I'm not. It's scheduled, and so like, and it'll requeue and repost, and you can play with the parameters and do stuff like that. So that's been one, because TLDR, we crank out a lot of content. It's a lot of work for three of us.
Yeah.
And this is a way to kind of help spread the word to, you know, get more resources to do
totally.
Without it being human time. Because that could be time I could be playing with my son, you know, that I'd be posting on Facebook.
100%. I respect that. And I get that. All right, Brandon, well, thanks for your time. And listen, if there are any listeners out there who need support in clinical services or learning about just anything related to pharmacy and, just like the nooks and crannies, you guys get so granular on so many different disease states and like all the things about student life and resident life and practitioner life. So I love supporting you, and I just love seeing you guys grow and keep doing what you're doing, and I'm here to support you.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks for coming on.
This was just the beginning. If this was your first time listening to the RX Buzz, we welcome you and thank you for giving us a chance. And if you're an old friend, one of our subscribers, we cherish you and look forward to hearing from you. And now we need your help. We ask that you share this podcast with just one person you know who's in the healthcare industry. If this podcast can help just one person, we believe it will have a chain reaction, having an impact on dozens, hundreds, thousands, and someday, millions of people. Thank you for your help. We truly appreciate you. And thank you for listening to the RX Buzz, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.